Good evening. This is Patrick Donahue. We appreciate you listening every week at this same time to Bible Crossfire. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29 reads, "Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." Let's notice from this verse what God expected of the Israelites. And he would expect the same of us today, just within the confines of a different law. Some of God's commandments would be different under the New Testament law. First, God expects us to fear him. This is kind of like the way I feared my dad. That would be a healthy respect of God as long as we are faithfully serving him. But if we are being disobedient, we should be scared out of our britches, knowing what eternal fate awaits us. Philippians 2:12 commands, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." We should tremble at the thought of facing God in judgment, unprepared and out of compliance. Second, God expects us to keep his commandments. As a matter of fact, Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." I can show my wife I love her by kissing her, but I can't kiss God. He isn't here. So we demonstrate our love for God by keeping his commandments and repenting when we make a mistake, 2 Peter 3, verse 9. And Deuteronomy 5:29 says we should keep all God's commandments. Our goal should be to do everything God instructs in the New Testament. And when we fail, we are upset with ourselves and repent because we didn't meet our goal. This popular idea that it's okay to sin because everybody sins, 1 John 1:8, or it is okay with God for us to continue in one sin because we are doing most everything else right, is false to the core. James 2:10 says, quote, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." And Deuteronomy 5:29 says we should keep God's commandments always. That would mean all the time and for the rest of our lives. The idea that as long as we believe in Christ and go to church on Sundays, it doesn't matter so much how we live Monday through Saturday, is a false notion. And so is the once saved, always saved doctrine, a false doctrine. Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Lastly, let's don't overlook Deuteronomy 5:29 is saying God would want us to have the kind of heart that would keep all his commandments always. It goes back to our heart and attitude every time. If we have the right kind of heart, we will live in obedience to God. And if we are not serving God faithfully, that reflects upon our heart. Maybe we need to work on our heart. Deuteronomy 5:29 says we must keep all of God's commandments all the time. And that would also rule out this famous false doctrine, once saved, always saved. Because the doctrine, once saved, always saved, says that once you become a Christian, it doesn't really matter how you live, you're going to be saved anyway. But if that were true, that would imply that we don't have to keep all of God's commandments always, which we've just learned that we do. Let me mention that I would love to do a phone Bible study with anybody who desires that. Probably don't live close enough to come to your house, but if you're interested in doing a one-hour phone Bible study with me, I want you to call or text me on my cell number, which is 256-682-9753.